We Talk Podcast presents...
Here comes the money!
Here we go, money talk.
Here comes the money!
What it is! What you... Welcome to One Fall with your host Joshua Adam! William Arbuthnot. And the ultimate babyface, here comes the money... Mr. Joel Johnson.
How's it going?
Well, you know, it's been a pretty boring week. Nothing's happened.
Nothing special. Nothing. It was, you know, I felt it felt really flat. There's no big moment at all to start Raw off at all, was there?
Nothing. Huh. Hmm. Ching, ching, dollar, dollar?
You know, what's the funniest thing about all that is I was on Twitter... And they were tweeting about Stephanie winning the Vincent J. McMahon Award and how Vince had clearly forgotten about her his other son, Shane O'Mac. Mm-hmm. And there was that whole thing, and that was kind of popping up there. They were making fun of Shane and kind of like, mm-hmm. as Stephanie's going, and then you hear the music and you see the green on screen and you're like, I don't think he forgot about him just yet.
It's funny. So in our pay-per-view podcast, you can go back and check us our review on Fastlane, is we had heard that... It has been pretty much confirmed that Taker was facing a non-roster opponent at WrestleMania. And that was the last person that I would have ever thought of. I don't think we ever even considered him. I thought I would have put Bastion Booger, who I believe isn't even alive, ahead of Shane McMahon.
My biggest thing with this was... We pretty much had, I think we both reserved ourselves that Shane had moved on. Shane was doing well for himself.
Well, last time we saw him on TV, he was like high-fiving Roy McIlroy at a major tournament.
And he was making money, and he was doing well in China for business.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the guy had really branched away from the three-ring circus that is the world of pro wrestling. And did well for himself. I don't think... And there's always those talks that there was a little bit of a falling out because Vince had gone to Shane and told him, look, you're not next in line. It is mm-hmm. Stephanie and Hunter.
Yeah.
And that kind of caused a riff. Mm-hmm. And that kind of split off. And for the last 7-8 years, he's been off doing his own things. But it really felt like Shane was the internet community shooting at Vince a little bit. And Stephanie.
It did. And, you know, Shane... has always had these great business ideas that Vince had never turned to take an opportunity of. Let us not forget, before the Fertittas and Dana White were about to buy UFC, Shane said, hey, maybe we should buy this. It's going for $1 million. Maybe we should buy UFC. And who knows what UFC would have been. Yeah. But I have to imagine with the marketing power of Vince McMahon that it would be just as powerful. Or just if it was Shane by himself with... what we saw with his sports management company.
Yeah. And now I will say this, and this is what I did read from Meltzer, that Shane has a good business mind, but Shane does not have a good wrestling mind. He doesn't know angles and storylines as well. Stephanie's always been a step ahead of him on that.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But, I mean, he's definitely a great figure to get in. And they're saying that he is not an executive in World Wrestling Entertainment. This is merely a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
But I would not be surprised if he stepped in. That would probably cause a little bit of a rift in that family because Stephanie and Hunter had pretty much tasted the fruits of victory.
Hunter definitely has.
Yeah. And now that victory kind of is in danger. Mm-hmm. Especially if Shane can solidify himself as being a big piece.
Let's rewind back now. So I think both of us were very shocked to see Shane McMahon walk out on the stage. Ooh. It was not even like a whoa pop. It was like WTF pop.
Yeah. Well, the thing was that because I watched Raw live. You did not.
No.
And I'd read somewhere from Reddit and then from Meltzer had double confirmed it that there was potential for a big surprise, and I was like, okay, well, I've heard this stuff
Goldberg.
Before.
We're gonna be thinking Goldberg, probably, right?
I was thinking that okay, there's a possibility that there's probably a few big names that they could have pop out, but I didn't think much of it. I messaged you and I said, look, if it's big, I'll tell you to avoid spoilers. If not, then I'll just say, I'll just say it's not that big of a deal.
And I just had to go on Twitter.
Yeah, you had to go on Twitter.
Screw you, Alexa Bliss!
It's her fault.
It was Mick Foley for once, at least. It was Noelle Foley, too.
I almost called you because I knew that this was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
This was like, holy crap, like that WTF moment that you said.
Peter Rosenberg at ESPN on TP, they've always said, like, the three biggest pops that no one would see coming, and they've always debated these three pops. I think you and I know the winner, but between Shane, Kurt, and CM Punk, because those are the three, like, you would never expect it.
Yeah.
I still think it's Punk.
Oh, yeah.
With Kurt coming second, but that Shane pop was, like, wow.
He was almost in tears.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about that segment. What'd you think of the segment overall? I felt it dragged on a little bit. It's
30 minutes.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, Shane has never really been known for his mic work, but I was really engaged with him when he was talking. There's so many things to pick around, though. I mean, some people weren't fans of him wearing Jordans with the suit. Obviously, I'm softy with him wearing the Jordans. What did you think about him wearing the Jordans with the suit?
I didn't care. Shane McMahon was on my TV.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's just kind of Shane's style. I think a lot of people were kind of getting stuck in this mode, too, of here's this 46-year-old man shooking and jiving with Air Jordans on. I'm like, that's just who the Shane McMahon character is. Shawn Michaels is how old he is, and he still does a sexy boy dance. Ric Flair is in the 60s and still strutting around. It's just what his character is.
Yeah, and that's one thing is, and like you look at the Shane McMahon character and you go, you're actually a pretty entertaining guy.
Yes.
So I had no issue with that, and I thought, you know, I thought it was good to give the award to Stephanie. I did not see that coming. I thought it was going to go to Hunter, and it was.
I think everybody thought it was Hunter.
And then when Stephanie came out, and then you're like, oh, that's Stephanie. And I'm sitting there trying to think. Initially, that name that came to mind was, is Rhonda going to pop up?
Yeah, I had heard a few people mention that, because I think some people had leaked that possibly Steph was getting it. And then some people were like, okay, well, maybe it's Rhonda's going to come out.
Yeah.
And no.
Yeah. No, I think we got something a lot better.
Yeah, I don't think. Don't count on seeing Rhonda. Like, I keep on hearing people say, well, oh, Rhonda's going to be at WrestleMania. Rhonda's shooting two movies, and she pretty much just said she's going to be doing or trying to get a Super Metroid movie to happen.
Yeah.
Along with trying to be Captain Marvel. So we'll be, I think we're going to see Rhonda do her one fight against Holly Holm, win or lose, and then she's done.
Yeah.
So we need to really stop the Rhonda Rousey. Do you, really quickly, and then we'll get back to Shane. I don't want to get, do you think we'll ever see her ever wrestle a match?
Yeah, I think at one point we will.
Fair enough.
I think it's something that's definitely on her
to-do bucket list. Yeah. It'll be against Steph, too.
Yeah.
Even though we'd probably rather it be against Sasha.
Oh, God.
One of the things I like too, a lot of people are pointing that Sasha hasn't had a very good WWE run.
I think that's something we'll hit on later. I definitely have a few thoughts on that. But that's
I think that's not as much on her. She does everything right when she comes to the ring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But as far as Shane goes, so this started about a week or so ago. Shane had pitched this to Vince, and it was Braun Strowman after the Cena injury. Everyone was locked in. Everyone was set for it for Braun Strowman. But the backlash and the was just so strong that Vince and the creative team had to change their mind because so many people were just against it. And then Shane pitched this entire idea. Vince really liked it. And here we are.
I think it's a really good idea. I think, oh, well.
The match itself, though, here's where we get negative.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to see a 46-year-old battle.
46-year-old?
Yeah. And battle the biggest babyface in WWE. It seemed very weird that heel Vincent Kennedy McMahon gets to use babyface Undertaker, because now people are like, Wait, does that mean we have to boo the Undertaker and hope Shane wins?
I have heard some people saying that, you know, there's still 5 weeks left.
Yeah.
And maybe Shane's going to end up picking someone to fight for him.
I can't do his theme song.
It could be Cena. We don't know. It could be Rock. It could be Goldberg still. I don't know. Goldberg's name has been around there quite a bit, but Vince despises Goldberg.
Yep.
Because, and Goldberg doesn't really like Vince, and you can tell from how much he shits on Vince on his podcast time to time. So, I don't know. Like, Vince will do what's best for business, but
he's still got a little bit of a... Well, how should we put it? He's still got some sour grapes.
But by the so one of the things with Goldberg that is making them change their mind. So they had that WCW Best of Goldberg DVD last year.
Yeah.
It sold more than any DVD combined last year. More than Bryan's, more than Sting's.
Wow.
So Goldberg's, like we said, you and I don't get the allure of Goldberg. But there's an audience that still really, really likes Goldberg. And it's there.
Yeah, it's there. And I'm kind of sitting there like, okay, well, I'd much rather, in a real world, I'd want it to be Cena.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what I would prefer. But, you know, the biggest thing that I think we can take from this whole segment is Vince dropped the F-bomb on live TV.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't. I missed it, and you sent me a text.
Oh. I'm not missing that yet. I'm gonna fucking tell you.
And I'm like, is okay? There's either two things. This is Vince has gone senile, and he's forgetting he's on live.
No,
TV.
He did it on purpose. Oh, 100%. Yeah. He can get away with it. Who's gonna get in trouble?
Maybe Linda will give him grief over it.
Titus, you're suspended for another 30 days. but Vince, I did it, yo, fucker.
Titus is the punching bag these days.
By the way, shouts to Christian. I was watching that Edge and Christian show. It's meh, but they did a skit where they had WWE superstars pretend to act in roles, and they were taking them. Christian played Vince McMahon auditioning to be Ron Burgundy.
Oh God!
And he comes up and he's like, "I'm not gonna wear this stupid mustache. Facial hair is for weakness. But nice beard there, pal." And it's just something like stuff that you think that Vince would say. Like, I don't like beards. That's a nice beard.
Vince is, again, I think the biggest thing is, I think we realize is how big of a deal the name McMahon is. No matter
what. Ratings are up.
No matter what stupid thing it is, the McMahons appear and you're suddenly like, wow.
Well, like, the McMahons are the one thing from the Attitude Era that will always be there. Always be there. They're always reliable enough to be there.
Yeah, they're reliable enough to be there. Vince is insane, so you can get
no.
You always have Stephanie around,
mm-hmm.
And I just think that I enjoy watching. Like I think it was after Piper's death, it was kind of like, you got to enjoy some of these guys a little bit more. And anytime anytime Vince shows up, I'm kind of like, you know, you never know when it's the end of the Vincent Kennedy McMahon run.
It's just, it's hard for, like, you know, we talk about certain people, it's hard to see them die.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine Vince McMahon dying. I just imagine him laying in his deathbed, and the Grim Reaper's going to come and say, get off me, God damn it. I'm not coming yet.
This isn't the booked finish. We gotta rework this.
Yeah. But getting back on track. So I think we were both electrified. We were happy to see Shane, but just like the crowd, it's like, huh?
Yep.
I'm happy to see you, Shane, but not for that.
Yeah, that definitely. I think the biggest thing is you kind of sit there and you kind of go, oh, I'm not sure, Shane. I'm not sure. Let's see. I don't want to jump down the negative rabbit hole too quick because I want to see how this plays out. We got 5 weeks.
And Shane will do something crazy.
Yeah.
We know that.
The Jumbotron that they got down in
Cowboy Stadium. Yeah. I still think he could do that being in someone's corner. My problem is that I like Shane and his matches are fun. They're crazy. But is he going to probably beat The Undertaker is one. He's not going to be at Extreme Rules fighting in a match. I think if you're going to have someone beat The Undertaker again, I mean, if this is the streak on the line, I think it would be a lot more serious right now.
Oh, there'd be a lot of backlash.
But it's just Taker with two losses, one to Brock and one to Shane, still pretty shitty.
Yeah, the Brock one I can always look past and always accept.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm just saying it's the two spectrums, right? Because the Brock one was, you remember where it's one of those, you remember exactly what you were like, what everyone there was doing. It was crazy.
People,
it was
cried.
Just a moment. Yeah, it was a moment in sports, in entertainment, in your life that you're never going to forget. With Shane, I mean, if it's Cena coming out and giving him the FU, and then it leads to a match next year, I guess I can get on board. But still, Taker having two losses, I really don't like even.
Yeah.
I like the idea last year we were talking about of maybe him building a losing streak. If he was going to lose the Bray, and then he'd be like 0-2.
And then this adds to it one more time.
Mm-hmm. And Shane might be 3-0 at WrestleMania then.
Wow.
Yeah.
A new streak.
I know. It's alive and well.
I think the biggest thing with this is let's see where it goes. But right now there's a lot of like hesitance. It's kind of like, oh, I don't know where you're going, but hey, we're gonna enjoy the ride and watch.
You know who else is undefeated at WrestleMania?
Oh no,
The Miz.
Oh,
yeah, never lost unless you count the Battle Royal, but I don't count that. This, yeah. As far as a competitor, he's never lost at WrestleMania.
So you could have him and Shane feud to see who keeps their streak going.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm happy to see Shane back. I think if you're going to do it, Hell in a Cell is the right way to go for the match, because both can just kind of have a street fight and have plunder with each other. It's just, I don't know. I'm so mixed on how I feel about this match.
It's definitely one of those matches you're kind of like a little more like, oh, we'll see. But the segment overall, I'd give it a thumbs up. I enjoyed it.
I mean, it got attention. Yeah. It's got people. It's so weird because, I mean,
canceled WWE Network.
Oh, jeez. People aren't crapping on it. People are just like not numb on it, and no one really knows overall how to feel on it. I even talked to a few people today. They're like, so Shane McMahon, hey? And I'm like, yep. They're like, huh. Against The Undertaker, hey? I'm like, yep. Like, I know it's going to be a really fun match. And that's all that really should matter.
Yeah.
But still, it's The Undertaker.
Yeah.
And we just have this, we just protect him and care about him so much.
He's pretty much, I think he's going to be the last guy that we're going to see in like that. He's not going to be as well off.
Oh, Joel, I mean Braun Strowman.
I'd much rather have Shane over Braun.
Roman Reigns.
Roman one could be done right, and it would be beneficial for Roman. But Braun, I would much rather take Shane over Braun. But the other thing I want to get to on all of this is the big rumor right now that this could lead to a brand split.
Yeah.
I don't want to count too much.
No, but the thought had been small whispers. Shane's... I think you and I are... It may change up to WrestleMania, but if you were going to pick under your head right now, I think we both pick Shane.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're just doing it just for fun, just the quick shot things. Just that build some, because maybe they're just thinking, like, we need. I think the thing with Undertaker every year is, even with the streak gone, is you need to have a believability that he can lose.
Yeah.
And last year, we did not think he was going to lose to Bray. Actually, no, because I thought he may start that losing streak, to be honest.
Yeah.
But not as much as this year. Like, this year, I think Undertaker's losing.
And how often did you think you'd say that?
Not very often. But if it does, the thought is, time for that brand split again, because they really, really want to make this SmackDown on USA as important as Raw. The tricky thing with this, though, is obviously we have over the years talked so much about how much we want this brand split and how much Joel and I would both love it. The tricky thing is, though, one show is 3 hours and one show is two.
I think you got to talk to USA Network.
They won't change their mind. That's already been talked about. They're not changing. They're not budging.
You're just going to have to fill it with... I think you're going to have to fill it with more wrestling. Like, give the matches a little bit more breathing time.
So what about this? Why don't they do 2 hours? The hour before is, like, once... they do... Twice a week, they do network exclusives. And then every other 2 weeks, it's 3 hour Raws.
Yeah, kind of alleviate. I think you could definitely fill that hour with something. You could even do, like, a pre-show, too.
Like, put Edge and Christian or a Stone Cold Pod, maybe put a Stone Cold podcast on beforehand.
Yeah.
On TV and see how it does. Yeah. Or put Edge and Christian, the Edge and Christian show, or Swerved on just before to get something started. Or I've been suggesting this to you for a while. Maybe start like a SportsCenter type of show of their own.
Yeah.
And kind of build up, like have people have like somewhere in Stanford, which I think they should be doing this in the network. They should have done this with the Godfather announcement. They should have done this with the Dean and the Brock attack where it gets to. They definitely should have done this with a lot of things and have a setup in the network studio and break news and have it be like a SportsCenter type of feel.
Yeah.
And have that maybe beforehand and kind of like, this is what happened, like, and kind of update you or even do that after.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. They can't have 2 hours of in-ring content. They need to have that hour filled elsewhere. And I think it'd be good to either show A off the network or B have this like SportsCenter like show.
Or Joel, you can have 2 hours is for the males and the last hour is only for the divas.
I don't know if you can do that.
Why not? The talent's there. You have the Trinity right there, right?
Yeah.
Then you have you have Naomi, you have Snuka. You have Summer, you have Paige, you have Natty. You're telling me they can't do an hour? You can call up Bailey, you can call up Nia Jax, you can call up Carmella, you can call up Eva.
But here's the thing, you're now bleeding NXT dry.
Yeah, but you can always reset it. You still got Peyton Reese there, you still got Asuka there.
My only thing is, I just kind of want, I don't want there to be that need to separate them, that one half is here, one half is here. I kind of want them to be both on the same show.
Yeah, and they can be in the same show. I'm just saying it'd be nice to know, like, this is women's wrestling. This is when women's wrestling is. And if you're a fan of women's wrestling, you know that hour is women's wrestling on the WWE. And you can always have the time where they can switch here and there and things can bleed in. But, you know, that time is mainly women's wrestling.
I don't know. It sounds very... Like, from an actual, like, production structure, I'm not buying it. I'd much rather have something kind of produced off to the side, and then the Divas are getting their time. They're going to have two matches at WrestleMania.
My point is that you have the brand split for a reason, and you're going to split this up because you're going to give more talent a chance by splitting these two brands up on the male side overall, and then the Divas get their more of a chance as well.
But here's the thing. The Divas, you... And that's the other thing now is, how do you split up the Divas?
I would say that there is no real Divas on SmackDown. You keep it mainly male-generated, and then that hour there would be just for the Divas.
I don't know.
I look at the sample size that TNA did that with the Knockouts, and it was the highest-rated thing they've ever done. So there's a need for a women's wrestling show by itself.
I just don't know. I'm not buying into it right now.
I think this is the best time to do it. They have the talent more than they ever have had.
Yeah. I do agree with you. They do have tremendous talent, but I think we've gone on long enough on the brand split, cuz it's still not 100% confirmed. It's not even 50%.
No.
It's definitely, but I did hear that a Raw in May, I believe, that it was listed as Monday Night Raw versus WWE that night. So.
Huh.
Yeah.
So Raw would be like a brand, and then SmackDown's just WWE?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, but I think that there's a lot of potential, and there's a lot of good ideas. Like, I'm not saying any of your ideas were bad.
No, and I get what you're saying as well. I see where you're coming from. I just think that that third hour is the stickler.
Yeah, that's going to be the...
You could have a cruiserweight hour or half an hour in there as well.
You could split it half and half.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things you can do, and it's going to be interesting to see, because you cannot have, especially if you split the brands up, which I really, 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 really want.
Yes, I agree. I think that's a must.
Yeah.
There's too much talent.
Yep, and it gives guys a chance to really stand out. It's the only reason Daniel Bryan and CM Punk got to where they did.
And would you agree with me, too, with NXT coming in, all these, there's so much talent in NXT right now, too.
Yeah.
The one thing we always say we feel bad for NXT is that these indie guys are taking these newer wrestlers' spots. And I think I know they want NXT the tour, and you can, but I think it's going to be better to have guys like Austin Aries, Nakamura, Joe, Sammy, have that limited time and then get right to a SmackDown or a Raw.
Yeah, I think SmackDown's going to be their go-to.
Yeah, yeah. I think a guy like Joe would be a lot safer at SmackDown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Oh, go ahead.
You know what the most exciting thing is? We'll get a draft lottery.
And I always like the draft specials. Those are always my favorite things to watch. It was one of my favorite episodes to see teams switch sides. And I think with the network, too, there's so many opportunities with the brand split.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when they had the brand separate pay-per-views before, they didn't work as well. I think if you have a separate pay-per-view now, it will work a lot better.
Yeah.
Would you still have brand separate pay-per-views in this, or would you blend them together?
I still have brand separate pay-per-views.
Yeah, but you keep the big four. Yeah. Maybe even five, maybe Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
As well. So you have WrestleMania, obviously, the Rumble, maybe Fastlane, just because it's near the end there.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can kind of like, I think it just worked better if you have these separate pay-per-views together. It would work a lot better, I think.
Oh yeah, and it gives talent some downtime.
Yeah, that's the other thing too, right? You don't have to have someone always competing on a Sunday for that show. Like some of the talent would get a Sunday off instead of having to be at a pay-per-view.
Yeah, and it gives them that chance to heal up and take it easy and maybe start to vote, because there weren't as many injuries when they had the brand split.
No, and also some people get Monday off.
Yeah,
they won't have to travel until Tuesday night, Tuesday morning, even to fly out to their destination. Let's say, for example, I don't know, Finn maybe does a house show loop, and normally he gets done on the Saturday, gets Sunday, Monday off, gets a little bit of a weekend, and then gets to go in on the Monday, on the Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot nicer for a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. I think it's better overall, and I think it's the way to go. But there's a lot more to hit on.
Yeah. So I think that's the best choice, really. And that's one of the reasons I will be kind of rooting for Shane, because you and I have been talking about this since we started the podcast. It's one of the first things we ever hit on. It's the brand split.
Yep. I think the next thing we hit on is AJ and Jericho. What the hell's going on?
I don't know. They tagged on SmackDown as well and took on the New Day with Mark Henry in their corner. So it's good to see that Mark's okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see him okay. I think they're going in as a tag team to Mania. Y2 AJ?
Yeah, I was just going to say Y2. Yeah, I'm not. We were so close, Josh.
Kevin Owens faced the Big Show.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if Kevin Owens is going to face Ryback. We've seen that already. He faced Big Show on SmackDown.
But isn't Ryback a heel too?
I don't know what the hell Ryback is right now. He did send out that tweet about AJ, though.
Yeah.
So I have to think, again, there's 5 weeks left. I have to think maybe he's going to face that, and maybe they don't know what the hell. Because this is what I think happened. We kind of talked about this off air. I think the Wyatt's just something that pissed the company off.
Yeah.
And that ruined all the plans. Because Jericho was supposed to face Dean. So the Wyatt's just something that pissed people off. Braun gets pulled away from Shane. Bray gets pulled away from Brock. Luke and Rowan are still doing what they're supposed to do. But so then Jericho loses his dancing partner, and Bray loses his dancing partner. So Jericho's just sitting here like,
what do I do?
What do I do? Because I'm not coming back. I didn't come back just to do nothing to WrestleMania. I'm not having another Fandango situation here, guys. And I think they're just kind of like, oh, well, we want him and AJ. We want Kevin Owens and AJ to face each other. That was the plan. But now we have to do the same with Jericho. So I think, and Dolph wasn't on either show. No. So maybe they're just waiting for Dolph.
Maybe.
So maybe we'll see something on Raw. I know we're getting Sasha and Becky for that number one's contendership.
Yay.
Which you both think Sasha will win.
Yep.
And again, I don't agree with anyone that said Sasha hasn't looked good in the company. I think she's had fine matches.
I think she's looked fine. And I think the biggest thing is, I think a lot of people had it in their heads, well, Sasha has to shoot right up and be right a contender. She can't be anything less. If anything less, then it's unacceptable. And I think that's what's gotten to a lot of people's heads. And I think they're wrong. I think Sasha's had a fine run.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you just need to calm down, take a breath.
I agree.
And just see things as they are.
So where do you think this AJ and Jericho thing is?
I was really hoping that Jericho was going back to his slow-talking heel. Mm,
me too.
But I think this is going to ultimately lead to a big match for the IC title. That's where I think it's going to go.
So we don't think that they're going to be part of a tag team at all. Because, I mean, is maybe there's just this giant tag team gauntlet with, like, League of Nations, New Day, Dudleys, Usos, and Y2AJ?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
I think it's if this was after WrestleMania, I would be on board.
Yeah.
To be honest, it's just, I don't want to see AJ or Jericho being a tag team WrestleMania. I want to see them have singles matches.
Yeah, I think they're better suited for singles matches.
I can't ignore that tweet by Kevin Owens. I think that means something, and I would lean towards him and KO having a singles match, or somehow Dolph or Jericho was involved in it. I guess you could go back to Jericho and Bray.
I think that ship's already sailed.
Jericho, Dolph?
Maybe.
Who else can Jericho face? Ryback? He wanted that match that one time.
Yeah.
He wanted that match, and that ended up being Fandango. So we've only seen them go once. I don't know how excited I am about Ryback versus Chris Jericho.
If anyone could get a really good match out of Jericho, out of Ryback,
they'll probably injure him.
Yeah. Oh, that'll break Jericho's little streak of not having any serious injuries. Oh no, I don't want that.
What did you think about the Ryback stuff?
Here's the thing with Ryback. He's made an effort. I think he's honestly made an effort to be better, to improve every day. It's something he loves. He's been a wrestling fan since he was little.
Yep.
So he's living out his dream.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he probably could use like a tune-up in NXT on safety.
You know who I'd rather have his spot for WrestleMania?
Who?
The Miz.
Yeah, I feel like The Miz
really has worked his ass off these past months.
I think The Miz deserves definitely an opportunity at more than just a Battle Royal spot.
Because, I mean, those matches with AJ and everything he did, I think Miz has redeemed himself with the universe. And I didn't think even the Smarks have been, like, really appreciative of Miz. It's been much better in the ring, too.
Yeah, and he had a good match with Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's earned some brownie points.
I mean, in all fairness, people are screaming, like, well, he had matches against AJ Styles and Chris Jericho. I would hope he would have a good match.
Yeah. If he didn't, then he's hopeless. That'll be the test for Ryback.
So those guys all kind of seem lost. But again, 5 weeks, and they had to really settle on the main event, which we'll get to, the Shane McMahon stuff, and Brock Lesnar and Ambrose.
Yeah, which is our next level.
I don't really know how much to say in this. You called it. I'll give you that. Thumbs up. We said Ambrose was our limbo guy. Now, would you say Jericho's our limbo guy?
Yeah, Jericho's the limbo guy.
Because I think we're thinking for sure Styles and Owens are somehow connected. We just don't know. And Dolph, it's like, meh, whatever happens.
Yeah. He's really kind of fallen from that spot of like, I hope Ziggler has a good spot to, whatever.
So, I mean, I think it'll be fine. It's a street fight. It reminds me a lot of Punk and Brock from SummerSlam a few years ago.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like that a lot, too. But mm-hmm. I think it's going to be fun. I like that Dean got a good pop. I was very surprised that Dean got the pop that he did. Because Brock is so popular. So I think it speaks to where Dean stands with the universe.
Yeah.
And
I think they're turning Brock kind of heelish.
Yeah.
Again.
And he's a better heel than Babyface anyway, so.
I think he's. I'll say this. The Babyface they want Roman to be is what Brock is. The ass kicker, destroyer, what they want Brock to be, I mean Roman to be, is what Brock is.
Yeah.
And it's because when Lesnar smirks and smiles, you're terrified.
Mm-hmm.
You're terrified when he smiles. When Roman smiles, you want to punch him in his face.
His perfect little teeth?
Yes.
Yeah, I think this is a good transition in. I think I'm excited to see the street fight. We've seen it once before, but I think this will be Dean's big moment for him.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he wins.
No. But I think that Dean proves that no matter what happens, he's going to keep going. He's going to keep trying. It's going to take Brock to basically almost kill him to stop Dean Ambrose.
Of the matches announced, this is the least offensive match.
Yeah. And now to the segment that proved that sometimes you can wish upon a star that your guy will be the face of the company and everyone will love him. It doesn't happen.
And this is where we cue the Lex Luger music. I can be your hero.
I think your rendition is a lot better, so.
Yeah, he has no Lex Express. The Roman Empire, Michael Cole has said it the best. The Roman Empire has burned to the ground.
Yeah, and it was by the fans, too.
It was by the fans, yeah.
Through the gasoline. I feel like if the fans could have handed Hunter a second sledgehammer or another ring belt, they probably would have.
Now, do you believe in the theory that the reason they cheered Roman last time is because Hunter was wearing a suit? And with the leather jacket makes a difference? I've heard a few people say that, and I think that's just stupid.
Yeah, I think that might be a little off. I think that... Here's the thing with the difference. Roman is now in the main event. He has solidified himself as the guy that is going to take the title from Hunter. And the crowd just doesn't want it. I think the biggest difference with that reaction in Philly...
It was a boiling point. He was at a boiling point. You could actually feel the hate. And you're like, okay, yeah, you've been effed around. Get him.
Yeah. And at that moment, that's when the crowd really cheered. Because it was that guy that's been screwed around one too many times, and now he snaps. This is a guy that's been screwed and jerked around and smiles and laughs it off like John Cena. Mm. Like, ha, ha, ha. Doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm. Do you think him winning the title at that Raw against Sheamus hurt him? Do you think they should have held off? Because now this guy could be a 3-time champion. Why do I care? Whereas I think when you had the main event of Fastlane, Dean has never won and has came so close over and over again. And Brock never really lost his title.
Nope.
So both of them have better storylines to me than this guy. Is like, well, sure, he's been screwed over, but he's been a 2-time champion in the past 4 months.
Yeah. And I think that... what was I going to say? I think that Roman... I think you should have kept the title on Sheamus going into the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the 30-man where the title's on the line. Why? I don't know, just for fun. And then you have Roman eliminate Sheamus, and he's so close, and that's when Hunter eliminates him. And that way, Roman continuously comes close. He's not going to be a 3-time champion, he'll be a 2-time champion by WrestleMania, but he won't have that title, he wouldn't have had that little, because the chase is always better than reaching that top of the mountain.
Daniel Bryan.
Yep, and now that Roman has reached the top of that mountain and had a run with the title for a couple weeks, that's what sticks out. The promos, the ha ha ha, well, I did it, so...
Yeah.
And I'll just do it again and believe that. I was very shocked at the reaction Hunter got, because Hunter's been very good at being a heel and the crowd not liking him.
Mm-hmm.
But when it came to Roman and him bouncing his head off that announcer table over and over and over and over and over and over again.
And them chanting yes.
Yeah. And yes, quicker every time his head bounced off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And every time Hunter did something, one more time.
Yeah.
One more time. This is awesome.
Dave Meltzer has said that this is a wake-up call to Vince. That Vince said he can't make any more excuses up anymore.
Yeah.
Which has been, so in the last few hours, Vince has said that they don't know anymore. They're lost. They don't know what they can do anymore.
Yeah.
They have 5 weeks. They can make it happen, but they have, I'll pull up the links here in a second, but I think they have Pittsburgh, they have New York, and they have Philly. So good luck with that.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to be able to put Roman over. Now, does Roman appeal to a certain audience? For sure Roman does.
But who?
It's mostly, like, from what, like, I'm taking the sample from the Calgary show.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of kids, and it's a lot of marks.
Yes.
That are very much into that. Because there are still those sheep in pro wrestling that buy what they're told. There's some people that do have reasons that like Roman for legit. There are not many of them, but there are people that really buy into Roman, and that's great. But it's just like saying that there's a small section that buys into Fandango. That doesn't mean you push them to the moon.
Why not?
Because that small section isn't going to necessarily spread, especially with the character trajectory of Roman Reigns.
Okay, Jill, do you want to know the rest of the Raws?
Let's go through them.
It's harder than I thought it was. So next week's in Nashville, so that's an easier crowd.
Yep.
Eventual March 7th, Chicago.
Oh, the only way you get a pop for Roman Reigns is if you put the static at the beginning of his entrance theme.
After that, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
After that, Philly.
Yeah.
And the go homes in Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn's going to eat you alive, Roman. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, the go home is in Brooklyn. And they have the Chicago show, too. So, if they're going to do anything to try to make it sound like he's getting cheered, it'd be next week in Nashville.
Yeah. Or they can just pipe cheers into the crowd.
It's going to be hard. Because Chicago is going to boo him out the building.
Yep.
Brooklyn's going to boo him out. And Philly, the Royal Rumble thing happened there.
Yep. He did gain her some interest a lot at the TLC, but here's the thing. It's different time and place now.
Different time and place, and I think
his character trajectory has missed the mark.
The Fastlane pay-per-view with the flat finish, I think that was the last straw for people.
Yeah, that was the last straw, and I think the other thing is, like, we've said it before, and we'll say it again, is Roman's not...
We're going to be saying this so much. Like, it's a repeat.
Do you want to record just, like, 5 minutes, Roman's not the guy, I'm sorry, this segment happened?
We can just take it in and out and just be like, insert, Joel, it's just not happening with Roman. Josh, yep, I agree, it's not happening. They just can't do it, and just roll it over and over again, because we've said this over and over again, and we'll say it over and over again the next 5 weeks. It's getting to that level where obviously you don't know better than the company, but it comes to a point when you have to listen to the crowd to a degree. I think we made this point earlier off air with Cena. The reason you never needed to turn Cena, which would be, it'd be fantastic, don't get me wrong, but Cena has this reaction where it's a split crowd, and it's a vocal split crowd. And even people like you and me that have respected Cena, and a lot of these smarks, quote-unquote, respect Cena, but it's kind of just like recently, I said there's a Vince Carter interview I listened to, and he talks about going back to Toronto. And he's like, I've talked to a lot of Raptor fans and say they love me, but then I see them booing me, and they're like, it's no offense, it's just we're used to booing you, it's what we do at the game.
Yeah.
So when you go to a live event, like, I'm going to boo John Cena. Even if you like him, it's just what you do when Cena expects it.
Yeah.
With Roman, it's genuine, I don't like you in this position, leave.
Yeah, he has X-Pac go-away heat.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at it and I go, that I feel bad for Roman. Because you look
at because he's done nothing wrong. He's done exactly what he's told.
And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
He needs this is I use this comparison last time. I'm gonna use it again. Hogan got over naturally. Macho Man got over naturally. Brett got over naturally. Sean got over naturally.
Cena?
Austin Batista, got over naturally.
Randy.
Rock got over naturally. But the only reason The Rock got over naturally is because he did the swap.
Yeah.
He turned heel.
Yep.
Nick got over naturally.
Right when the fans wanted him to be a face, like, no, not yet.
Yeah. Mick got over naturally. Undertaker got over naturally.
Kurt
got over naturally, which is very impressive for what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Austin is probably the most organic thing that we've ever seen.
The switch with Brett.
Yep. And we can't deny it. The crowd popped when Cena won at WrestleMania 21.
Absolutely. When the rap gimmick happened, people were like, this is stupid. This is clown. But then as it happened, more and more people started getting behind John Cena.
And Cena was...
Same with the JBL character, by the way.
Yep. He naturally became a villain that you didn't like. Same with, I'm going to say it, same with Benoit. Same with Guerrero.
Yeah, we don't really have many of those villains. Like, KO has done the best at it, I would say.
Yep.
The KO knows exactly what he is. And he, even though I want to cheer KO, I know, like, he's doing a good enough job that I'm going to hate him during this match.
Yep.
And that's what a good heel is. That's what a good babyface is, like a Sami Zayn or a Daniel Bryan. You want to root for them. But you have some jackass smirking and laughing off a title loss after being screwed over. They want to make this like a Stone Cold run. Stone Cold jumped off a Zamboni. He put cement in cars. He ran over cars. He destroyed shit. He didn't
Dean
smirk.
Ambrose.
He came out and kicked your ass. Dean Ambrose, exactly. And all Roman does is come up with that stupid smirk over and over again. And you can't take the guy seriously.
And here's the other question. Where was he when Dean was getting F5'd?
Exactly.
So, not a really good friend.
No, and he's kind of an asshole in real life. Let's just say that for the record as well.
And like, here's the other thing. Like, when you heard Stone Cold speaking to the press, or The Rock, or Cena, or anyone that was supposed to be the face, Brett, Sean, they came off as how they were supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of were like, oh, okay, no. And there are some guys like a Daniel Bryan that you're like, I just like you. Just come hang out with me for 10 minutes. We can talk. I can help you grow vegetables. I don't care. I want to hang out with you and hear you tell stories. Roman does not have that. Roman is not a guy that I can sit there and go, man, I can't wait to go hang out with him.
Let me ask you something. When he was in the Shield and you had heard that he's the guy, what did you think in that moment? Because I did buy it in the moment when he was in the Shield and there was talk about it.
Pardon?
Okay. When he was in the Shield and the talk had started, he's going to be the guy. What were your thoughts on that at the time?
I never heard that, really, because
yeah.
I always, like, and there, I'd always heard that the guy was going to be Seth and Dean.
No, it was heavy on Dean, because I remember listening to Meltzer back in that time, and it was heavy on Roman. He wanted him to be the guy, and Seth had surprised them with the stuff against Evolution, but before that... Even in NXT, I had heard long ago that this was Hunter's pet project, was Roman Reigns, and Vince's project.
I heard the pet project, but I never heard that he was the anointed one, or at least I thought. And now, here's the thing. You can never have, this guy's going to be the... Like, I look at it like last year, when you were hyped about Gable before he debuted.
Yeah.
You never sat there and said, he's the guy, he's the savior for WWE, he's going to be fun to watch, and he's going to be really good. Same thing when Finn, Sammy, all those guys came in. They were never anointed as the saviors of WWE. They were good guys you're bringing in. Savior WWE is not anointed.
No.
It comes from just that natural reaction and that natural progression. Like Daniel Bryan, we ever think he was going to be...
Punk. Edge.
Yep.
Dark guys you thought would have it. I mean, to a degree, they wanted him. Christian for a bit in 05 before he went to TNA, and when he came back, especially in 05, just before he left, people wanted Christian to be one of the guys.
And it was like, no, he's this certain build. And it just naturally, for a lot of these guys, some guys it didn't happen at the right time, right place.
But for some MVP. Guys,
yeah, it just naturally became what you wanted. Roman is not what people want. And that is why a bloodied, broken nosed, like, the attack that Hunter did was brutal. Like, I think they upped it because they thought, oh, this is really going to get the sympathy for Roman.
No.
It didn't. And that scares me when people have a bloodlust for a guy that's supposed to be your babyface.
Yeah. I think they want that moment with him. They want the Daniel Bryan, the Eddie Guerrero, the Chris Benoit moment, right? Where he stands tall and I did it. I overcame everything. The Austin moment.
Yeah.
And you're going to have however many thousands of people in Dallas booing him. They will cheer Triple H holding the title more. Yeah. And I don't think it's going to happen, but you and I talked. The better storyline is Hunter holding on to this belt till SummerSlam and having him drop it to Seth.
Yeah.
The conquering, rejuvenated Seth Rollins comes back. Boss, you have my title. I want that title back. I never lost that title. And I think that was supposed to be the match right now. It was supposed to be Seth and Hunter. And I think that match, when Rollins would have turned on him, would have been much better trajectory right now. The injuries have messed everything up. It sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think we would have also had Cena versus Taker, which I would be a lot more excited about right now.
Oh, yeah. Like I think if everything had gone according to plan, this could be billed as one of the biggest manias ever.
I think you probably would have had a rematch with Roman and Brock, to be honest.
Yeah, and that's... But everyone would have been able to overlook that because there'd be so many other great things that you'd...
Yeah, we wouldn't care. We'd be like, okay, well, Seth's going to get the title back. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
It's funny. I was telling you, I was watching Total Divas today. There's not anything major to talk about from that, but Cena in the ring against Seth. And I was just like, oh, my God. I just... Watching both these guys nightly, especially Seth.
Yeah.
Just, you remember how good Seth was in the ring and how much they screwed him over in his championship run.
I don't know how... He definitely did not come out of there looking stronger than he should have.
No, they just made him lose constantly as a champion.
And he had to cheat to win. But I think this time around, I think there's a redo, and I think Seth looks a lot stronger.
I think he is more appropriate as a babyface with his style.
Yeah, I do agree with you, too. That was a little bit tricky. And I think out of all of these, I think Dean is a babyface, Seth is a babyface, and Roman's the heel.
Roman's just hateable. You just want to hate him. And that's the thing. For a while, it's like with Cena, it's like, I'm just interested to see it. But with Roman, like, I actually really don't like this guy. He's a smirky, cocky, good-looking guy with deep blue eyes. And that's just the kind of guy that most people just don't like.
He's the jock that push me into a locker.
Yeah.
And tear up the comic books.
He's that douchebag with the Porsche and the cell phone that's walking down and has a supermodel on his arm.
Yeah.
And he's just an asshole. And you're like, boo, I don't like you. That's what Roman Reigns is. And I want to hate him. I think that, like, it's good sometimes just to have a heel that you genuinely hate him.
Yeah.
And that's what they need. Like, Sheamus, I think people he had go-away X-Pac heat, right?
Yeah.
So that's the reason people cheered him. But Roman's not too far off from the X-Pac heat.
And do you want a guy that has X-Pac heat?
You and I cheered when he had a hernia, Joel.
I
don't like that, but we cheered when this guy got a hernia last year, 2 years ago.
Because they weren't able to push him further down.
Exactly. Still won Superstar of the Year some effing how over Daniel Bryan.
That's right. That was the WrestleMania 30 year.
Yep.
I was so glad Seth won last year.
Mm-hmm.
I was scared. I was genuinely terrified.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever voted as much as I did.
It was bad.
I think that the beatdown on paper and even visually looked really good. And it reminds you of who Triple H is.
Hunter did his damn job. He showed he's a cerebral assassin.
The guy that we're supposed to hate. This is the first time that the internet community is like, hey, Mr. Triple H.
Here's your shovel.
Yeah, we're polishing your shovel for you. Please, please do it. Please, one more time. We'll forgive you for the Booker T. We'll forgive you for the Kane. We'll Shelton. Forgive you for all the stuff that you did.
Shelton.
Yeah, Shelton. Just throw some dirt on him. Please.
Hell, Shelton's probably like, here. Please, do us all a favor.
Yeah, I think Roman has a decent working style.
Yeah, I think he has fun matches. I think that's the shitty thing about this. I think in the ring, is he a five-star, like, Austin Aries, Finn Balor type of wrestler? No.
But he's not supposed to be.
No, he is an entertaining wrestler in the ring. I can never say I walk away from a Roman Reigns match and be like, well, that sucked. He always has good matches.
That's one thing that we never complain about with Roman. There's a few little spots that he never does. That is like, his finishers, meh. But all in all, we never sit there and go, ugh, this guy. If Roman versus Ryback or Roman versus Braun Strowman, we might have a different...
I mean, he had that great match against the Big Show last year.
Yeah.
I think that's when I was kind of like, You know, I will say one thing about Roman. He is a decent, entertaining wrestler.
Yep.
And that's the thing, like you said. I still know that Joel told me last night, he's like, Hunter and Roman are still going to have a hell of a match.
Oh, they're going to have fun.
Yeah.
But it's going to be the ending that's not going to be, might not be as great.
I think Roman will win it because I think if Hunter wins it, the family is going to lose their crap again if this happens twice to their son.
Yeah.
And you don't want to piss off the Samoans.
Oh, no, you don't.
But is there anyone in that company? Like, if they didn't put the strap on him, I don't think they're pissing off The Rock.
No, I don't think the
Do you Rock... really care about pissing off the Usos or Nia Jax or Naomi? I'm just saying.
Not really.
All of them are pretty easily replaceable. Usos may be kind of harder, but the tag team division in NXT is so deep. You have an American Alpha come up over the Usos. I don't really care. Cass and Enzo, Blake and Murphy, like the Vaude Villains. It's so deep in NXT tag team wise. It's like, all right, if you guys want to leave, go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm just saying it's not a break. Like if you piss off Roman and let's just hypothetical, Roman said, "Okay, I've had enough of this. You're jerking me around. I'm leaving." It's not exactly a Brett leaving situation where you can lose Owen Hart and Bulldog.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think it's... And I don't think Dean or Seth are going to follow along with
it. No. And also, yes, I know he's not leaving if he loses. I know that. I'm just throwing hypotheticals about it because this is what the podcasts are about. They're about to have fun and talk about crazy shit.
Yeah, and we do. Like, Vince gets thrown around a lot here, so...
Yeah.
You do... Now, the one thing that you said is Vince has kind of been woken up to it.
Mm-hmm.
What's plan B?
Well, you and I talked about this about 3 weeks ago. The thing with Roman is... We talked about what's the one thing we always... Our favorite quote here by one of the greatest Macho Man? The cream always rises to the top. There's a long list of guys coming back from injury and down in NXT that are hungrier, better on the mic, and better wrestlers.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe, Finn Balor, Nakamura, Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, Cesaro, I don't care if anyone laughs at me, Tyson Kidd, Austin Aries, Bayley. They're better performers overall than Roman Reigns. And they will take his spot like that.
So I think really people just have to patiently wait.
Like, yes.
The numbers started really strong for Raw. And then by that third hour, it dipped.
He's not a draw either. I think Dean's a draw.
Yeah. I think hearing that Dean Ambrose is going to... That's what I thought they were going to do. I thought that's how they were going to close the show out was with Brock Lesnar and Dean. That whole... segment.
And Brock only has two shows left, so I assume the go home in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And maybe that Chicago crowd.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be fun, that Chicago crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, sorry, Roman. If you're listening to this,
I
apologize, but...
Again, I think Roman is a hell of an overall performer, and he's done what he's been told.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I just tried to put myself in his shoes and be like, why do they not like me? What am I doing? I had my cousin The Rock come out.
When The Rock can't get you just instant pop?
Maybe the fans knew that it wasn't his actual cousin.
Yeah.
They're just blood. They're just bonded from blood. Like, Afa and Peter Maivia had, like, a blood handshake or something.
Yeah.
So they're not really related.
But they're kind of.
They're kind of. I don't know. It's confusing. We're to say they're cousins, just anyways, but
it's easier.
Yeah, I think he's actually related to Nia Jax, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
It is the cartoon world of pro wrestling.
By the way, controversial opinion here. I've heard a lot of people say like the Samoans are the greatest family in wrestling history. False. The greatest wrestling family in history resides right here in Calgary, Alberta, and the second is in Dallas, Texas.
I think the McMahons are a name that definitely should still be taken.
If you're doing power rankings, I think the Hearts are number one. Then you could talk Von Erichs or McMahons.
Yeah.
Ahead of the Samoans, because the Samoans have one really big one. Everyone else has been in the middle. But the Hearts have had Bulldog, who should have been a WWE champion and had World Heavyweight Championship matches and was a main event player. Owen, Brett, Natty, Tyson, the list goes on and on from people that expanded from that family as well. Like you can still like say like people like Lance and Jericho are considered honorary Hearts in a way.
Yeah.
Benoit. McMahon, sure, and what did the Samoans have? Rock and I guess Roman and Rikishi. Yeah. Rocky Johnson had a tag team championship.
Rocky Maivia.
Yeah. Like anyways, I don't want to go down the rabbit hole. I hate when I hear that the Samoan family is the biggest and greatest wrestling family ever. It's not. I guess they had Yoko.
Yeah.
Which is a big one. Maybe they have more world champions. Oh, Von Erich said what? Fritz was the world champion.
Yep.
Kerry. Was David ever one?
I don't think so. But I could be wrong.
Yeah. It's close.
I think that's everything in the world of WWE, isn't it?
Is there any rumors or anything else we didn't hit on?
Everything's kind of... A lot of things had to calm down because, things went crazy this week with a lot of things. And there were a lot of things to talk about.
I think the main hitting points was the Shane stuff, which is crazy to think that Shane McMahon's back. Yeah. Still, it's awesome. AJ and Jericho in that weird tag team, which is weird.
Batista told Titus O'Neil to quit, and he's very not happy with the WWE.
No, and they offered him a hefty amount to be the guest referee in the main event, and he turned it down. So I ask you this now, Joel. Meltzer said they were trying to get Batista to be that referee to stack the deck. Who will be the special guest referee in the main event?
I got a funny feeling he breaks a couple hearts here and there.
So HBK then?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to think him or Austin are going to be involved in some way in this because it's Texas.
Yeah.
Austin.
Austin's going to try to put over that piece of trash.
What the hell does Rock do?
I don't know. I think he's...
Is it simple as he's in Roman's corner?
Maybe, but maybe that's what they do.
I guess, like... Yeah. I don't really know what else to do. So, and I can't think of any other special guest referee other than HBK.
Yeah, I think HBK is going to do it because he's from that neck of the woods, so it's not necessarily a hard thing for him to do.
I mean, we had talked about some of the guys that come back. I still think there's a chance to ride back and face Goldberg, by the way. I think you agree with that. There they are in Pittsburgh. Kurt Angle's a free agent. I just don't know how Kurt makes sense as a special guest referee, though.
Yeah, like I said, I think that the biggest thing is wait and see how everything plays out. We know how things are right now. There's going to be a special guest referee. It's just like trying to book who Zoom is on the Flash.
Well, maybe, do you think maybe the Batista thing, they're just trying to hide it up?
I think he's legit not too thrilled with them.
Yeah, I would agree. Plus, he's doing Guardians.
Yeah. Let's hit a little bit more on. We hit on him a little bit, but Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, so we talked about him in the Fastlane podcast, but he's officially signed. 3-year deal.
Yep.
He's going to face Sami Zayn at NXT TakeOver. If you think that's a spoiler, then you haven't been following wrestling. You can shut the hell up.
Shinsuke will get to keep his name. He'll get to keep his look and more or less the same gimmick.
And pretty much be called the King of Strong Style.
Yeah, so he gets to keep all that. and he's working on his music, and he's bummed that he doesn't get to face Daniel Bryan.
As is half the people in the company.
Yeah. I'm really excited for him. Like, I really think, and one thing that, like, even watching the video that they produced was basically told him, just be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's totally spot on. He just needs to be himself.
Mm-hmm.
He can come in and he can do his thing. Jericho had a tweet yesterday. Basically, someone had tweeted him, what do you think of Shinsuke signing with WWE? And Chris Jericho replied, until he makes it into the big leagues, I don't really care.
I like that little storyline. Whoa. Jericho and Nakamura?
Oh, that.
Double duty.
That wouldn't be bad at all.
Nope, not at all.
And it's proven that Shinsuke can talk English.
And or maybe we just say screw it and just do Nakamura and AJ.
So on WrestleMania and Wrestle Kingdom, AJ and Shinsuke face each other.
Yeah.
Not bad.
That'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Vince would never do it because he realized that. And, well, mm-hmm. Would he realize that?
No.
You just tell him.
I think they told Hunter's like, oh, Shinsuke Nakamura. Hello? Hey, pal. Do you know Funaki? Because Funaki's there whenever they signed an Asian wrestler.
Yeah.
Whenever they signed one. He was there for it.
Yep.
In the picture. Like, he's like the Asian ambassador.
Not a bad spot for him either.
I think Jared Bernard had a lot of it to do with it, though. Yeah. Albert, I love seeing him in that video and Finn. Because they're just both like so happy to have their friend there.
Yeah.
And I wonder if this gets one of these guys that has mentioned MVP and get him back in the company now, right? Like, all his friends from Japan are going there now.
I don't know. Maybe not.
He's the one out of all those guys I could see having the best chance of getting back there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Carlito's going to happen anymore. Kennedy never will happen, and I don't want it to happen.
Yeah.
And Shelton I'd love. I just don't know where Shelton fits in.
Yeah.
And Morrison I don't think happens anymore either.
No, and I'm okay with that.
I think MVP gets the biggest pop out of all of them.
Yeah. I'm excited for Shinsuke. I've jumped down the New Japan Pro Wrestling rabbit hole.
You have.
And it's not bad. But I think transitioning away from pro wrestling, we've got some big UFC news.
Yeah, first of all, Bellator. Dana White 5000 almost died.
Not good. That was bad. But Bellator is the TNA of WWE.
But good for Bellator. 2 million rating.
People like a freak show. That's why Donald Trump's doing so well.
The freak show's going to go on. And you know who we've heard for Bobby Lashley's next opponent? Two names.
Who?
Rampage, who will destroy him, or Bobby Lashley, who will probably destroy him. Ugh. I think the Rampage match is the bigger draw.
Yeah, I do agree with you.
So, yeah. Rampage versus Kimbo Slice. And Ken Shamrock suspended. And I wish it was a lifetime ban so he can just stop. Because he lost to Royce Gracie again. I don't remember the last time Ken Shamrock won a fight. I don't think he does either. He needs to stop.
Yeah, it's not good. It's the one thing that I wasn't looking forward to talking about on this. As mm-hmm. I'm like... Like, the data like that was like they had like a quarter of a liter in their tank and they're just running on fumes for the rest of that fight.
At first it was really funny watching the clip, and then you just get really scared. And the reason that happened, Joel, is he cut about 50 pounds to make weight for the fight in I think a month or so.
Dear God.
So that's not very healthy for the size that he is. And his heart had officially stopped.
Bellator? No, you will never get money or my eyeballs.
So, yeah. Rampage is back there, not by his own will. He thought he was out of the contract and back with the UFC, but now he still has, I think, a 3-fight deal with them. And I think by the time that's done, he'll be too old for Dana to want to bring back.
Yeah.
Speaking about Dana, he went on SportsCenter today. Connor needed a new opponent after his opponent injured his ankle, I believe.
Yep.
And he got Nate Diaz.
Well, prepare for... It's going to be like Rock and Austin promos, but only more violent.
It's already started.
Yeah. The stones are being thrown.
Yeah. I think Connor's going to just destroy him.
Yeah, this is going to help Connor just solidify his like, I go back to that Connor quote about, I'll make you famous. I think he's just going to give... He's going to beat Nate Diaz.
Yeah, it's going to be stupid. I think I'm more interested in the Misha Tate-Holly Holm fight in that card still.
Yeah.
Especially because I'm not rooting for Holly Holm as a Ronda fan.
Yeah.
But as a Ronda fan, I'm rooting for her because I want her to stay perfect so when Ronda gets back and she's fully focused, she can kick her ass.
Yeah. Because if Misha Tate wins, then
everything's messed up and Dana shoots himself in the face.
Probably.
Yeah. It won't be a very happy Dana White if that happened.
Could you imagine if Misha Tate won?
I don't, what does Ronda do then? Does Ronda take the Molly Holly Holm fight just to say she can beat her still? Or does she go for the title first?
I think she goes for the Holly Holmes because the Misha Tate fight is pointless.
Yeah, because she's beat her three times.
And very decisively.
Yeah, that's what I'm just wondering. Like, she just has to do it so she can get the title back for her brand? Because what's more important to... The Ronda brand is so important right now. But I think even if she beats Misha Tate, people are like, but you haven't beat Holly Holm.
Yeah, she has to beat Holly Holm. Mm-hmm. I think that's it for her. I think Holly Holm's is the last go.
Well, especially with her wanting to do the Metroid movie now. And she has all those... She's becoming something else.
Yeah.
It's and that's Rock. Fine. And that's fine. Yeah, she's The Rock. What else?
There was a... Like, people aren't happy with CM Punk. This whole thing, Joe Rogan...
Oh, Joe Rogan shit on him. The Punk stuff is just...
Didn't you say there was a certain point where, yeah, we're not going to talk about Punk as much on this podcast?
Yeah, but then he's brought his drama to the UFC.
We just will never get away.
Here's my thing, and I had this rant off air. I guess I should get on air. If you knew you needed back surgery when you left the WWE, you had 8 months until you went to the UFC of downtime. Why did you not get back surgery when you left the company?
I think he thought he was coming back.
I think he was coming back up until he got fired on his wedding day.
Yeah.
And then, but then he still had another 4 months to get back surgery. And when you signed with the UFC, did they not examine him? And say, like, you have a bad back. We're not going to clear you because that just happened with the Pistons and the Rockets. They had a trade with Dante Montiunas. Oh, Dante Montiunas, your back is shit. We're not trading for you anymore. Back to the Rockets you go. You think they would have done... It reminded me kind of Niles McGuinness.
Yeah.
I'm going to WWE. No, you're not. You're in shit condition. Same thing with Punk. No, you're not. You're in shit condition. Same reason I don't think Kurt will ever wrestle in WWE.
Yeah, Kurt can't be physically in the best shape.
No.
I don't know. I think the whole Punk thing is just... it is what it is, but it's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Joe Rogan's saying that. I think Joe Rogan's on his way out, so I wouldn't be too... But I think the leash that Dana gave Punk is getting shorter and shorter and shorter.
What does Mickey Gall do? Does he take another fight?
I don't know, because some of these fighters aren't making a lot of money, and they need the next fight.
Well, especially this guy. Like, he made his mark, but his mark was the face CM Punk. And then move on from there, right? Like, the Punk win isn't a big win for Mickey Gall. It's just something that makes people know who his name is. And people now know who Mickey Gall is regardless.
Yeah.
But I think beating Punk sets him on another stage with those wrestling fans. He beat him, and he's on the bigger name, and then Mickey Gall can really start his actual fighting career.
Yeah. I don't know. It's an unknown territory for Mickey go, and I don't know where he goes from here.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree. What else? Anything else left?
Not really. It went really crazy, and then SmackDown was meh, so it calmed down.
Yeah, SmackDown wasn't anything. What are we getting on NXT this week?
I don't know what we're getting on NXT this week.
It's one of the few weeks we went ahead just because we wanted to get the Shane stuff and talk about it so fast.
Yeah.
And it's been worth talking about.
There's been a lot. There's been a lot of fantasy booking. There's been a lot. You know what? I'll hit on this quickly before we go. I did get myself a New Japan World.
You did.
I'm glad that Google Translate exists, or I would not be able to get it. I'd be sad. Yeah. I've enjoyed it. It's been nice. You have to watch it on... You cannot watch it on Safari or Internet Explorer. You have to watch it on Chrome or Firefox. But the playback's good. The matches, like I was watching Honor Rising, there are some good matches there. Jay Lethal is phenomenal. The more I see him, the more I fall in love with just the way the guy works, the way the guy wrestles. Okada looks good. There's a lot of... Roderick Strong is the perfect heel. It's just... and Kenny Omega and the Elite Bullet Club, they're fun. It's a spot fest, but they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, all in all, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I mean, keep on hearing how good Japan is. I just wonder how they'll do with two of their biggest stars gone.
Yeah, and now, for sure, Anderson and Gallows is gone, so...
Mm-hmm. Is their contracts up now?
Yeah, they're free. And they they're
going to be there by March, I believe, right?
Yeah, March.
I can't imagine even a Gallows going down to NXT just because he's been in the system, right? So he knows it.
I think what will happen is they're going to go down, and it's only for one reason, and it's their buddy.
Oh, Knack or Finn?
Finn. Well, Finn, both.
Right. Yeah.
It'll give...
All the real-life buddy, but Bullet Club buddy.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, makes sense. And Finn looks healthy already.
Yay.
So, and I think we're an NXT away from seeing Austin Aries. I think next week is Austin Aries week, is it not?
It might be.
I think it was the first one in March, right?
Yeah.
Sweet. That's going to be pretty fun.
And then we're going to get the 2 out of 3 falls between Joe and Sammy.
And then we'll see Nakamura on the screen.
Which will be good times.
And yeah, and then we'll see where the rest of the card gets placed. And American Alpha, big things coming from them.
Yep.
Thank you, everyone. I will be here all day in that prediction. We'll see how. I think you had a good one in our. I want to plug our preview pod for guys to look out for. But that one so far is the definite checkmark. I think your Revolve guy could maybe be the guy this year, though.
Timothy Thatcher.
Yeah. My wild card was Peyton Reese. We'll see how Peyton Reese does.
Yeah.
Okay. And Moose. Watch out for Moose.
On a rising, I kind of saw him. He looked okay, but still.
He's a WWE guy. That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, he probably is a WWE guy.
He's a guy. He's Ahmed Johnson 4.0. Let's see if they can do it. Also, really quickly, so when Titus comes back, is he like one of the biggest baby faces in the company?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Holy crap, yeah.
Because he has everything kind of focused on him, and that's just going to be before everyone starts coming back. Like, that's about the time Randy's going to be back, Cesaro's going to be back. You know, like
that's how you rip Vince. The crowd pops for Titus, and it's a big pop.
Yep.
What would he do backstage?
Titus?
Oh, Vince.
Oh, I don't know. I've heard Vince is even really pissed off at him. It's just they did it because they just had to show discipline within the roster. It was just he was just using it as an example.
Yeah.
There's no one that's really overly pissed off at him. He just was using it as an example.
I don't think that example went over too well.
No, everyone's pretty pissed off about it, but everyone knows now there's got to be a little bit more on eggshells. I think the feeling was with the millennials that there was too much of a loose vibe in the back room.
Yeah.
people weren't taking shit as serious, you know? I've heard that there's not that cutthroat vibe there used to be.
Yeah.
Like, you're taking my spot kind of thing. People are a lot more loose and friendly, and they play their video games, and they don't really do drugs or heavily drink anymore. Flair's commented on this quite a bit. And they needed to kind of get that roster amped up a little bit more.
Yeah, I think there needs to be focus, but there needs to be that loot. You can't be too on edge about your spot.
Mm-hmm.
At least I think so.
Yeah, so we will see, man, on the road to WrestleMania officially.
Woo!
Week one, you know, they got in the dirt after Fastlane. They changed the tire. And they are back on, for as far as the fans are, as far as Vince goes. He sees that shiny ornament in the front, and he's like, God damn it. I just bought this thing.
Yeah, it's all bloody and broken, and he's got to go get surgery on it, and hope to God the crowd likes his new shiny ornament.
I don't know what to do. I think this is just week one of... I think we need to make a statement going forward, Joel, of how long, under 5 minutes of bitching about Roman. It can't go exceeding on that anymore in the next 5 weeks.
Can we just have a recording of 5 minutes? And if Roman does something good or gets something completely different, then we'll do something. But we'll have like a little, like, this is what happened with Roman.
Should it be a drinking game or a rules game? Like, you can't say this about Roman. Can't say the smirk, you can't say this or that, but you have to explain what happened without using certain words.
Ooh, that could be fun. I like
yeah.
That.
Can't say the smirk, can't say Lex Luger. It'd be hard.
Psycho Sid?
No, because Psycho Sid kind of worked.
Yeah, kind
of. I like Psycho Sid. I liked Lex, to be honest, too.
I never like Lex.
I think because I like the Lex Express. And I understand the Lex stuff, why it didn't work. But as a kid, I liked what... See, to me, there was some organic stuff about the Lex Express. Because he came and he did the thing in the aircraft carrier when he slammed Yoko. And then he had the Lex Express. And all that worked decently.
Yes.
But there was still a forcedness and you're the next Hogan. Much like... I think that's the biggest problem with Roman is... He's supposed to be the next Cena. When Cena was never supposed to be the next Rock,
yeah.
He was supposed to be the next Cena. Austin was never supposed to be the next Bret Hart. He was supposed to be the next Austin. You know, like, Rock's never supposed to be the next blank. He was the next Rock. Foley was supposed to, like, CM Punk was the next CM Punk. Bryan was the next Bryan. Roman Reigns is supposed to be the next Cena. And whenever that happens, you get stuck in that. It's the same comparison with basketball. Vince Carter, for the longest time, was supposed to be the next Michael Jordan. And he never was.
No.
But Kobe was supposed to be the next Michael Jordan, and he just turned out to be the next Kobe.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. Sometimes you can have those, what you're supposed to be, and eventually you just have to get to, like, Roman Reigns is the next Roman Reigns, and I don't think that'll ever happen for him.
No, I don't think so either.
And I think that's probably the best way to go out. You know, I wish we talked more about Shane, because that's the biggest story, but it's so hard to talk about Shane when you have the number one guy getting cheered that he's getting his ass kicked. It's very hard to focus on.
No, and I totally agree with you. And I think the right things were focused on here.
Yeah, and I hate to go spinning round and round with it, but it just... If this doesn't hit them over the head, then I don't know what ever will.
I agree with you.
And I really hope that the cream rises to the top.
I think it will. Regardless, I think it will.
Are you excited for WrestleMania?
Well, that's how we can close out each podcast going forward. And right now, I'm feeling more excited for NXT TakeOver.
Yeah, I'm not excited for WrestleMania. I'll watch it, and it's WrestleMania, so obviously that vibe's going to be there. But there's not anything... There's matches that I'm interested by, but there's not matches like, I cannot miss that.
Yeah.
There's always at least one of them, right?
Yeah.
Like, even last year with the ladder match, I'm like, I cannot miss that ladder match. And even the main event, I guess I was intrigued by. Randy and Seth, we were both super excited for that.
Yep.
And I think it's the answer will be next week with Charlotte and Sasha. But right now, I'm out of 10, I'm on like a 3.
Yeah, I'm more excited for
NXT doesn't count, just WrestleMania. We're obviously excited for NXT. WrestleMania as a whole.
I'm not bought in yet.
Hall of Fame's dull. The card's dull.
It's just dull.
Mm-hmm. And this is supposed to be the big one.
Next year.
In Toronto, come on. Put it in Toronto, please. I don't want to go to the States with President Donald Trump.
Which he'll have a guest appearance at WrestleMania.
Yeah, we'll see. All right. We're good?
Yep.
All right. Until next time. Cheers.
Here comes the money.
Believe that. Enjoy the day, people.
You and your husband, Triple H, have been really running this company into the ground. Let's take a few indicators. Let's look at the stock. Let's look at ratings. Let's look at the plethora of talent injuries, all under your watch, under your auspices, down into the ground. Great job.